No, no. Let me go. Let me go. Don't you dare. Let me go. Don't you fucking dare. Don't you fucking dare. No, 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 no. If you put your fucking cock anywhere near me, I will. If you put that fucking cock anywhere in. Go to hell, you fucking hell. You can't. What kind of? What kind of sick fucker needs to cuff a woman's wrist just to get laid? What the fuck is wrong with you? You can't have me. You can't have me. You. Get away from me. Don't. No. Pull your fucking cock out of me right this fucking sec. Pull it out. Stop. Stop it. Stop it, you son of a. Oh, you son of a bitch. You son of a. You fucker. Oh, my. Stop it, you sick fuck! What the fuck is wrong with you? You can't do. No. Pull it out. Pull your fucking cock out of me right now, or I'll. Real men don't rape. Real men don't do what you're doing. You're nothing. You. Stop it, you son of. You're nothing. You're not a real. You're not a man. You're not a man. Let me go. Let me go. Let me go. Let me. Stop it. Stop it. Why don't you be a real man and you take me out of these cuffs and I will fucking show you what I. Okay. Red. Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah, babe, that was fucking. You're doing fucking incredible, but I said the safe word because I know that you wanted to say it. Baby, I could tell. And I could tell that you weren't willing to actually say it, but it's not fun for me to pretend that I'm having a bad time when I get the feeling that you are actually having a bad time. And it was pretty clear that you were. Something on your mind? Was it something I said? Just because your rational mind knows that I was only playing, that doesn't mean that your emotional mind and your feelings and all of that will all agree and act accordingly. And guess what? You're allowed to have feelings. I know. They suck. Emotions are the fucking worst. Feelings are awful, but if I'm stuck having an emotional brain and I need to occasionally feel things, then so do you. You don't get to avoid all of that just because you're a man. Oh. There was that little cringe in your face again, the same one you had while I was cuffed up. That's what hurt your feelings? When I said that you weren't a real man? Well, of course you are. You're my man. You're a male, and you're an adult, and anyone who thinks that the definition of a real man goes beyond that, they can go fuck themselves. Like, there are definitely traits that I associate with masculinity, like being independent and having a competitive spirit, and those things are fucking awesome, but they're not all that you are. They're not all that being a man is. That doesn't mean that the pressure isn't real, though, right? It's something that I know I'm very lucky to not need to understand. Like, sure, there's folks out there who talk about trad wives and about being ladylike and all of that, but for the most part, in most cultures, you know how you go from being a girl to being a woman? You live until you're old enough to have a period. Done! We get to just sort of age into maturity by default, but God, the transitioning from boy to man, the stuff you've got to do to earn that glorious title of adult human male. Damn. Pretty much every culture views that as something that takes hard work, like a test you gotta pass, a passage you've gotta memorize, or they might literally take your man card away. Like, how often do people act like you don't get the right to call yourself a man until you've fucked a certain amount of women? And for a lot of tribal societies in the past, you weren't a man until you went on a hunt and slaughtered your first wild animal. And don't get me started on the whole bullet ant glove thing. Seriously, don't get me started on that, or I will not shut up. You know that. But what I'm trying to say is, I can see why insinuating you're not a man would hurt your feelings. And I know at some point in your life, somebody insinuated that the concept of having someone hurt your feelings means that you're not a man, and then the snake just eats its own tail, and round we go, right? And just because I know that you know that those societal expectations and those old rituals and that way of thinking, I know you know it's stupid and it's bullshit, but I also know that doesn't mean it doesn't weigh on you. It doesn't mean it doesn't hurt. I love you, and you are a man, and I love that you have emotions, and I'm sorry if I did anything that, for even half a second, made any part of you doubt or question that. So let me tell you right now, I didn't mean it. I didn't mean a single thing I said while we were playing. Really, can you think of anything more masculine than having a naked woman in your bed telling you, I know that you can overpower me, and I want you to do it. I trust you to be able to make me come, and here's how I want you to do it. Here's exactly how I want you to make me feel good. Really, what could possibly make you feel more manly than your doting, loving, loyal girlfriend crawling to you on her hands and knees and saying, oh, please, please put me in my place. Please rough me up. Please remind me that I'm beneath you and that you have all of the power over me. Please take my body from me. Take it from me. Take it no matter how much I scream, I need you. Oh, actually, now that I think about it, there is one pretty obvious answer to that rhetorical question. I can think of something that might make you feel more secure and masculine than that. It would be if that same loving girlfriend were to say, give it to me, baby. I want you. I want you. Give me you. Give it to me. Please. Please, baby, I want you. I want to feel you. I want you inside of me. Come on. Lay me down. Lay me down on the bed. Yeah. And let me pull you between my legs. Oh, I never want you anywhere else besides between my thighs. Right where you belong. Spread them nice and wide around you. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm soaking wet for you. You feel that? Oh, I love that no matter how many times we fuck, no matter how many times I throw myself at you, and no matter what the mood is, you always check. I really hope I tell you that enough, that I love when you do that, and that I love how you always take the second to just run your fingers over my slit just to confirm that I'm ready for you. Oh, you are so fucking good to me. Oh, that's my man. Oh, you can tell. You know that I'm ready. You know that I am so far past just ready for you. I want you. And I need you now. Give me your hand. Give me your hand, yeah. Don't let go. Don't let me go. Lock your fingers with mine. I will never let you go, please. Please, my pussy needs you so bad. Oh, baby. Baby, I need you to... I need you to... Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yes. So good. Oh, you make me feel so good. Oh, I love your cock. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Oh, oh, God. I love your cock right where it belongs. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, give it to me. Give it to me. Oh, give it to me. Yeah. Oh, yeah, give it to me. Give it to me. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. My body craves yours. Yeah, my body hungers for you. Hungers for every fucking inch of you. Give me all of you. Oh my, please don't stop. Please don't stop. Please don't. Oh my, oh my. Oh, you are perfection. Oh my God. Oh, you. Oh, I want you. I need. Right there. Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God. Wait. Don't make it finish too early, baby. I want to make it last. Oh yeah. Whew. I want to make forever with you last. Fuck yeah, fuck yeah, fuck yeah, fuck yeah, fucking, oh yeah, oh, just like that, just like that, just like that, just like that, just like that. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. My man knows how to make every fucking inch of his wing of his woman's body feel good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, you know my body so well. Oh, you know your woman's body so well. That's my man. Oh yeah, that's my man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, you know how to make me feel so good. Oh. Oh, when you do that, oh, when you do that, it's almost too good on me. Fuck, I'm losing my mind over here. I'm losing my fucking mind over here, babe. Oh my god, oh my god, oh! Oh, you do that to me so good. You do that to me so, you do that to me so good. So, so good, so good, so good, so good, so good. Oh yeah, that's it, baby, that's it, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh my god, that's, yeah, oh yeah, yeah, oh, oh. Oh, 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 you're so hard. Oh my god, you're stretching me so good. You're stretching me so good. You're stretching me so good. So good, 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 so good. I can feel how fucking hard you're getting. Oh my god, you're so, you're right there. You're right there, you're right there, you're right there with me, aren't you? Aren't you? Aren't you? Oh my god, I'm so close. Oh my god, I'm so close. Oh my god, I'm so close. I'm so close, so close, so close, so close, so close. Oh my god. Come with me, baby. Come with me, babe. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Come with me. Come with me. Come with me. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Fill me up. Fill me up. Fill me up. Oh my god, you can feel. You can feel. You can feel. You can feel. You can feel that I'm so. You can feel that I'm so. I'm so. I'm so. I'm so. Thinking when we were role playing earlier, I think I actually did say one thing that was true. You can't take it from me. I mean, yeah, hypothetically, theoretically, technically, a man like you could take my body from me against my will, but there is one thing that can't be taken, something you can't take, and it can only be given. You know what I mean? My heart. It can't be stolen, it can't be taken by force. You have my heart because I chose to give it to you. And I choose to give it to you every day. Every time I see that smile, every time your name comes up in conversation, every time we touch, I'm reminded that my heart is yours. I am yours. And I always will be.